I'm Jason.
And I'm Katrina.
And welcome to the Sipcast.
See what we did there?
Yeah, it's like a podcast, but related to itself.
And just like with relatives, sometimes things get a little inappropriate.
And racist.
Yeah, usually.
Not necessarily for children.
Or really adults.
Yeah, never mind. I'm gonna bail.
Okay, bye.
See y'all.
And again.
Go again.
Second time's not the charm. So hold on, we should shut this down and try it for a third time, and then
maybe
be the winning track.
No, the winning track.
Fourth time's the charm.
Okay, right now I am making a lot of noise. That is on
it's
me.
Like, hold on. You're like it's like that guy who's trying to kick a field goal, and he keeps on taking like 10 little stutter steps in place, and then he just sort of leans forward, and then he stops. And then he stands back up, and then he takes 10 stutter steps in place, and then leans forward and then stops.
Kind of like in tennis when they go to, you know, for their serve, and they throw the ball up, and everyone's ready, like, and then they go, oh, I'm sorry, sorry.
Oh,
nope, sorry.
not this one. Wasn't good.
Sorry.
Didn't like it.
And then the other person's like, that's okay. And they're, you know, that's clearly not okay. That's what they're saying.
Sometimes when I'm bowling, I completely forget how to bowl and I do shit like that. You just have the ball, and you're like, "What? Now, which foot did I just forgot how to bowl."
I've literally seen you do that. It's awesome. You're just like, you're in the middle of it, you're like, oh. And then Dad's over here, just so much more disappointment in his shoulders. Just
that's when I need to just have my emergency shotgun beer, and I'll just pound a beer, and it's like Popeye with his spinach.
Yeah. Yeah. Gong, gong. Ready to fire up.
It's like a metal cover.
Okay, now we actually have to make that, though. That's perfect. I think you could take all theme songs of the shows that you enjoy and just make them metal. Make covers.
Well, no, that's what's great about metal. And I'm going to tell you people, that's why metal is superior to all. Unless you like jazz, classical, or metal, your musical tastes are inferior. Because those are meta genres. They're mathematically better than other forms of music because they're all inclusive.
Now, if I were to sub that for religion, now you sound like you're talking about your religion. Mine is superior.
I don't know.
To all
it's the same way. Well, I mean, this is funny. It's the same way that religious people say that science is a religion. That's a fundamental mistaking of what constitutes the delineations between these structures.
Precisely.
So, sure, one could defensively call me devout in religiosity as much as I don't drive cars off of bridges because I'm devoted to not dying.
Oh, you are so devoted to that at times.
I like to. I've got
a couple times you've been on the edge. Not
I want
on
everybody
purpose.
To know that I've got a fund that's always open, and you can always give me money in support of my life, to show your support of me not driving off of bridges.
Can we get an amen?
Yeah, Bridget Jones's deathery. I'm going to start a business called a deathery, and then people are going to come in and not really know what goes on. It turns out I sell a lot of mannequins and grotesque taxidermied swans. And
I bet those are stunning.
I'll taxidermy a swan into a vulture.
Yes.
Half swan, half vulture. That would actually be pretty metal.
That actually sounds really metal.
I just invented our mascot. I need to go
hunting.
I
think you did.
Let's go shoot some birds.
Let's shoot some shit. Well,
shoot the shit out of the birds.
Ew, I liked it better when you were shooting them and they weren't shooting things.
What kind of I'm sure birds take just a gigantic death crap when that happens.
That'd be cool, yeah. Just like
there's probably
eject.
There's some like don't piss into the wind. There's some rule for hunters: don't shoot a bird directly above you because it's gonna shit all over your head and down the barrel of your gun.
And these are things people don't think of when they're hunting.
No, they
some
don't.
Do, or, but we or, don't. We wouldn't.
Yeah, things that people don't think of when they're not hunting or when they're hunting are these. These
when
are the things.
Not hunting. Well, speaking of death, when I was in Seattle, we went shopping and there was this awesome shop.
Oh, yeah.
You know, have you ever been to a store that just has everything
you
imaginable?
You were in Seattle?
I was in Seattle. That's why we
I think it's important
record.
To set that up a little bit. I meant to ask about that.
Oh, yeah.
That
well,
was
no,
a big,
well, yeah,
about,
that's
like,
fine.
10 days.
Was I in Seattle? I was. Thank you for asking.
Oh, you're welcome.
You're welcome.
I did it.
I might do it. Well, have you ever been to those like stores that seem to have everything that you never know you needed? Everything
like Spencer's Gifts.
Yes, kind of like that, but like on like way trendier, like way
like Like if Spencer's meets met Michael's. Michael Spencer's, the Michael store Spencer. Where you just like, you don't have to, we don't have windows because it's a public health hazard for people to window shop here. You come in, you could be on your deathbed rolling around in there and you'll still want to, oh, I like that.
I'm going to get that for my grandson. Well, there was.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Well, speaking of that, exactly. There's a book called, it was like, When I Die. What I Want When I Die. And everyone it literally thinks. Is a very, very nicely bound, professional looking book. And in it, you put all of your information for when you bid it, like instructions for what is to be taken care of. And so
that's
I got
called The Last Will and Testament.
Sort of. It was like way cool. But I also.
this is like that, but like it live tweets from your coffin and also yeah. updates everybody with free coffee coupons, you know, just for your birthday.
Coffee coupons. Well, I got one each. I got two, one for mom, one for dad. Just kidding. I didn't get one. Oh, it's called I'm Dead. Now What?
What? It's called that?
Yeah, it's called I'm Dead. Now What? And it's like a guide yeah. to. You know, what do you do after I'm dead?
That reminds me of, what was it, like Hartford Financial, or there's some kind of a, or no, it's a funeral home advertisement around here that shows all their, like that their prices are half of their competitors and everything. And then there's one old lady who says, where they say, would you rather pay the higher cost? And this old lady's like, not in a million years. And I know for a fact that line was first written, not in this lifetime. And then someone did the math and they're like, no, technically we're saying that we're ripping people off if we say it that way. So no, you can't say that. Oh. It's perfect. You can't use it because it's about like what happens to your shit when you die, like your assets and your money. And in this case, it'd be like, not in this lifetime. We got you, bitch. It's on camera. You said not in this lifetime. You dead now. We can have everything.
Yep. Mm-hmm. You dead. I'm going to take it off. I'm going to take your shit.
Y'all dead. You gave me
shit.
You
don't need it. You're 6 feet under.
I heard that's the entry fee, which it makes sense, and it's also creepy, but it also makes sense again, that's the entry fee to the Masonic home, which is going to be renamed to something like Keystone, or Compass Park, I think is what they're renaming the Masonic home, and
really?
I'm like, that's lame, why not the RCA Park or something, the Hoosier Park?
Yeah, let's have someone sponsor it.
call the Masonic home the Hoosier Dome. Because they're not using that name anymore anywhere.
Yeah, it could be sponsored by
the Thunderdome.
Yeah.
Call the Masonic home the Thunderdome and like just start like dress up all the
Cage
old folks'
fighting.
Homes with like yeah, gothic appointed gargoyles and architecture, and everyone's like super gothed out wearing spikes on one
Some
shoulder.
Cool
and
cool old people could be super into it, just not
lots
very many.
Of wallet chains. Yeah.
They're well, so old school there.
In 50 years, that's what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. There's just going to be geriatric, there's going to be like a wallet chain polisher. Polish your wallet chain, sir. Sure, sonny. Go ahead. And then they just stand there and instead of
I got
his shoes,
this at Michael Spencer's.
His shoes are made out of ostrich leather and safety pins. And so he's not really worried about shining those. So he's just shine my wallet chain, bro. And also my scrotum to nose piercing. I would like to shine that also.
I was going to say nose ring. Yep. Can you shine it up for me?
Yeah. And it's attached. It wraps around my torso three times and then attaches to the inside of my butthole.
It's a bit tarnished.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. Those people are fun. Let's talk about them more.
The old folks. They are currently ruining the country.
Yep,
certain
just them, no
folks.
One else.
Certain old folks.
Speaking completely off subject, also at this store, they had little tiny soaps, miniature soaps, and it's called Trump's Small Hand Soap. I also bought Roscoe a Trump book, and it's a way to explain Trump to children, and it's the funniest book ever.
I'm just gonna put stickers. Speaking of everyone poops, just put stickers over that, and that's Trump's book. Everyone poops. Some people just poop a lot more and from extra holes.
Grumpy Trumpy. Yeah, he poops from his mouth.
Yeah, from his face.
Absolute shit.
Speaking of which, like, that's a good... This is a fine question.
This is
so
fine.
Since the last... It's been like a month since we recorded, and since then, like... Comey testified like a week ago now.
I heard some people doing some legal stuff. That sounds fun. I'm glad I was traveling.
both sides of the aisle react, because, of course, no matter what reality says, Trump supporters will support Trump.
Yeah.
And then
precisely.
And then after the, basically what Comey said was Trump's a liar, and then he disputed a bunch of like confusion in between, like who's being investigated over what, and then immediately after, Trump basically just said that what Comey said wasn't true, and it's like, well, Comey was under oath. Comey has never been shown to be a dishonest person, whereas you, sir,
use
the term sir loosely,
very loosely.
Yeah, you are nothing but a lie. You're just a big greasy lie ball.
Orange lie ball.
Libel. Yeah, hey, that worked. So I wonder who we should trust.
Are we still questioning who we should?
The question is being posed only from the Trump camp, but it's almost like, who should you trust? It's like,
this guy?
Well, I'm just going to take this DeLorean, and it has no flux capacitor or any other tech. It's just a stock, rusty DeLorean. I'm going to drive it off this trestle bridge. I'm going to drive directly off of this trestle bridge into a canyon. I'm sure this will work. I'm going to travel back in time off of a bridge in a DeLorean. Thank you. See you.
Thank you. See you.
And he pulls away from like a Taco Bell drive-through kiosk that for some reason is parked along the railroad.
Yep.
Just like just shy of the unfinished trestle bridge. And so now he trucks off, and you just see him jamming a burrito in his face while he just flies into oblivion.
If only.
That's your average Trump supporter.
If only we could have more unfinished trestle bridges for them.
and then you see him like, hang on, they gave me the track shooter. And they told him that it's a gun that shoots track out in front of you. And he pushes a button. And then the whole car just fills with foam and cotton candy, starts shooting out the front and covering the track.
We got him.
I did it. I'm doing it. And then just eating a burrito flying off of the bridge into a canyon.
Oh, shit. Now I'm hungry.
The Grand Canyon. Don't worry, though. It's full of nuclear waste, so he doesn't have far to fall. He actually just skips like a rock over the barrels of nuclear waste.
Nice. Oh, how beautiful.
Oh, it's so majestic.
Look at
how they sparkle in the moonlight. It looks like sunlight, but it's just the moon. It's reflected so much.
It's reflecting radiation.
Yeah, in a positive radiation cycle that's very unhealthy, but lovely and luminous.
Luminous. Oh, my God. There is just a glow about it. You know, yeah. I just love travel.
Yeah, but not to countries with certain people or from. Or actually, you know what? It's all good because like for the sixth time, the travel ban has been banned.
The travel ban has been banned?
Or as it's reported in the altverse, Trump still making America great. Travel ban. Perfect. Everything winning. Huge dicks. Everybody eat pizza and McDonald's. Taco Bell.
Okay. That makes more sense. Also, not to go without noting, so if they keep bouncing back and forth on this travel van, could you call it a rubber van? I'm sorry, I know it's so dumb. I haven't said something that stupid in a while. I needed to get it in.
Dad just had like a little tinkle in his heart. He's just like,
I know, that's why we're connected. He's like, I don't know why, I just felt that. It also might be his arrhythmia, but it's a twinkle.
It could be a medical case of arrhythmia, which he should seek to have diagnosed.
His heart did skip a beat. Like, medically, he has to be careful with his heart.
Oh, my shit does that all the time.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
No big
Maybe
deal.
It's from the drugs.
You expect a heart to just be like on it all? Like everyone's got their off days. I would say it's amazing that hearts work. You know, most
at
of the time.
All. Thank you.
Yeah, it's like you string together 40 years of working heart action. Like that's pretty. I would expect there to be like a day or two every week that the heart's just like, not today, man.
Dude,
and
really?
You just lie there dead.
We just woke up. Yeah.
Like how great would that be if there was a mode in humanity like. It is like somewhere between sleep and death. It's called Seth. Seth. Yeah, I gotta go down for a Seth.
Well, maybe that's what sleep apnea is.
Maybe somewhere it's a limbo, somewhere between living and dying, and choking on your own vomit.
That's where the heart's like, and
what is this? Purgatory. Where my nasal passages have turned against me as a web of deceit while I am asleep.
I think mom has sleep apnea.
Probably.
Have you heard
She's got awake apnea too. She can't stay. She can't like focus for more than a half hour because like I don't know, her thought patterns get congested. And she's like, oh.
But look at this.
I was last I remember I was sorting baskets. How did I wind up in the middle of this field covered in feathers?
My goodness, we literally solved the medical mystery that is mother. It's awake apnea. Wow.
Yeah, it's awake apnea. It's like a sort of synesthesia, but for just being awake.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
She's got all her wires, you know, just crossed. Like, she's like that bat, Robin Williams in Ferngully. Red wires, green wires, stuck them right through me.
Oh, that is a fantastic reference. Yes.
Yeah, no.
You owned that reference just now. That was spectacular. Yes, yes.
Yep, I made it my own. I rocked it. There will be no others after me. To follow.
Nope.
Shut the stage down. Turn off the lights.
Close the curtains, for God's sake.
You people leave.
This is my house now.
My house. I'm building a bathroom over here. I'm going to get one of those Japanese toilets, and this is only I can use it.
Oh, my man. House. One of those Japanese
the
toilets.
The toilet is just like on the edge of the stage with no walls around it.
No, clear walls. Still walls, just clear. Like,
I'm all about transparency.
You are in everything. Mm. You said that. And that doesn't discount poop.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't discount poop, Keebler elves testifying before Congress. like Jeff Sessions, he did that yesterday too. Also
how did
confusing.
That end
so
up?
It's fun to see Comey, speaking of a swan duct tape to a dead vulture and stitched together.
We're not very good at taxidermy. We like, never said like we were.
It's a yin... Yangela, that's Comey and Jeff. It's like Comey is the swan and Jeff Sessions is the buzzard.
Is the
vulture part.
Yeah.
Like in terms of testimony, because we heard Comey last week and Jeff Sessions trundled up there. He trundled up. He hobbled up there like an old rickety barn on wheels that someone soaked in dog urine. I don't know.
And gasoline. Yeah.
And gasoline. And then like they tried to set it on fire, but the urine is just so potent. It won't go down. It just sits. It just smolders. It just.
That's like on Brooklyn Nine-Nine. They, the guy, Andy Samberg's character was dating Amy and they want to live together and move in. And they're like, do I move into your place or mine? And she's like, all right, if you win, you know, we move into my place. If I win, you know, yada, yada. And he goes, and you have to get rid of that nasty gray towel. And she tried to burn it. And he's like, yeah, you can't burn it because it never dries. It's like, oh, terrifying.
Yeah, I've got that towel.
Oh, God.
I've also got those bed sheets. I've got that bath mat. I've got a couple of those pants. I got plenty of those socks. And
terrifying.
Yeah, thug life.
Okay, so Sessions, the barn on wheels. Soaked in urine and gasoline.
Oh, yeah, that's Jeff. That's Jeff Sessions.
Jeff Sessions!
Jeff Sessions!
Jeff
Sessions!
Jeff Sessions! Now, why do we sound like a St. Bernard's trying to talk human?
Yeah. No, then there's creepy. People doing impressions of dogs doing impressions of people.
You heard it here first, folks.
You heard it here first and last. Never again.
Never again, because it was terrible.
Sincerest apologies to all of our sponsors.
We already knew.
Particularly, Schmitty's wallet chain wax. Wax your wallet chain like no other. Schmitty's.
Gotta keep it waxed.
Keep that shit waxed.
That could be said for a lot of stuff.
Wax on, wax further on.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Trump ideology. Yeah. Well, it's all like, this looks like shit. It's caked on. There's a lot of wax. I'm having trouble utilizing the wax in any meaningful way, mitigating any damage done by the wax. More wax!
More wax! More wax, please!
Bring in the wax. Wax on and keep waxing on and wax on. Until the wax is on. Jeff Sessions.
Okay, yeah.
Testifying before Congress. Yep. It was a It was a love-in for the Republicans. They talked about movies. Mm-hmm. They giggled. Mm. It was just a lot of fun for them, really. Like, just being able to have this time in public to... It was like Grown Ups 3, you know? Mm-hmm. Or that Adam Sandler movie, if that Grown Ups are the one.
Those are pretty funny.
Is that they're not funny, but we'll talk about that some other time. And that neither was this. This was neither funny nor real.
That's because you're not a grown-up. That's why it wasn't funny to you.
That's because Adam Sandler's not a grown-up. That's why it wasn't funny. Excuse me. Was just talking to this with Clarkson the other day. It's like, that's why when I was 14, Adam Sandler was funny as hell. Because Adam Sandler stopped developing at 14. And that's why none of his movies make sense. Everything is stunted and like just missing sections.
I like The Cobbler, though. The Cobbler was good, but that was a more serious role.
I don't even think that's a real movie.
I watched it or imagined it, so it's real to someone.
Good point. That's a great point. I stand corrected.
Spitting truth.
Imagination.
Like bird poop.
And then Democrats had some, cross-examine. They're the only ones asking any questions of anybody.
No, right? Anybody. Well, it's funny, too, because, I'm so glad the Republicans had that. They rarely have their time, to just enjoy.
Yeah. Like these old white guys, they really just, there's not enough places for them to relax in our society and just air out their grievances.
It's like they just need more opportunities,
Inordinate amounts of power and talk like disappointed school marms to adults who are simply trying to do their jobs and present information.
Right, and they've really been searching for that. So we all can come together and just appreciate that for them. Yeah.
When are white guys going to get a fair shake in this country?
Oh my gosh, it's like society's trying to hold them down.
Jeez, white lives matter, okay? Oh. What about that?
And boy, do they.
I think
what they're saying is hashtag white lives matter more.
It's just not fair. It's just not fair that like it's just not fair. Mm-mm. It isn't.
You know what? Reform for these white people. I'm gonna take a stand. No, I'm gonna still sit.
No, I'm gonna be sitting, but I'm gonna take a virtual stand.
Yep, that's easier.
Yeah, my online profile will. I'll post a picture of a rainbow flag that says I'm standing.
And you know what? And that makes me feel philanthropic, and that means that I've earned my treat.
Yep.
For the day. My chocolate covered sea salt caramel. Dark chocolate, of course. Like any other chocolates exist.
Yeah, no, they don't. Mm-mm. On to entertainment. Get Out. That movie.
That's a movie?
I don't even have this in my notes. I just keep thinking about it. Did you hear? Have you seen this? Have you heard about this?
No.
Get Out.
Uh-uh.
You even know what that is? Do you even know?
I know how to get out of the house.
Would you just look at it?
You
know Key and Peele, right?
Yes, I love them.
Also known as Peele and Key in China.
Peele and Key.
Because they flip their names around. So, Peele and Key.
I love your entire face and head.
I love the color of your words.
Thank you.
Thank you. Key and Peele. I forget which one. I think it's Key.
No, I don't know which one's which. I said that the other day because one of them is married to a character on Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Gina. I forget what her actual name is. But one of them is married and they're pregnant. They just had a baby or they're about to have a baby. And I was like, it's Key or Peele? Which one? Because the other one is the tall, skinny one who's in everything. And then the other one, I don't know. I was getting confused.
Well, and let me just say that this is for once not a racist thing because I don't know which one's Matt and which one's Trey either. Of South Park.
Oh, see, exactly. Like, we can't tell the Olsen twins apart. Same thing.
I just can't tell these comedy duos apart.
Because we never actually tried.
Never gave it a shot. I mean, you guys are just married at the hip. As far as I know, you're one person.
Mm-hmm. One person.
It's the shorter, less prolific member of Key and Peele.
Got it.
He is his directorial debut, and it's Get Out.
Okay.
Is a much... lauded and fan appreciated. It's a finely shot movie. All the words are good. The acting's good. The only issue that I take with it, and the reason I'm not on board, I take issue.
Yeah.
Could someone go to CVS and pick up a whole box of tissue paper because I take issue.
I take issue. Oh, Peele is the little one. Key is the taller, skinnier one.
That's what I thought.
Keegan-Michael Key and Jordan Peele.
That's what I thought.
There you go.
So the little one, he's
Peele.
The swarthier one. He's much hairier.
He's so swarthy.
That man can grow himself a dense Muslim beard. It is impressive.
Beautiful.
Allah would be pleased. So his directorial debut was Get Out. It's what's touted as genre defining, which is it's sold as a racial suspense horror. So it's using structures of institutionalized racism to create tension.
Two sneezes.
So, I mean, hey, you know, everyone's got their genuine reactions to racism.
I've seen the previews, I just haven't seen it. I am. I'm sorry. I sneeze every time. I'm not
racist, but my sinus cavities are, and I apologize. It's nothing personal. I can't be around black people because I sneeze. What if someone actually did that? If they're actually, literally allergic, physically allergic to, a race of people.
I have a physical reaction. This is not me. I am so sorry.
And, the only reason that they remove those people from their lives is, the same way someone with a severe nut allergy has to. I wish I could like peanuts. I just can't. They make me die.
They make me die. I'm sorry. It is genetic.
It's not a heritage. It's an actual genetic. I inherited it, but not how you're thinking. My parents were too.
Yeah. They were very tolerant. Yeah.
But only my mom. And again, not how you're thinking. This sounds really bad. I just can't.
That does sound bad.
I can't stand to be around you people. And again, I apologize.
Again,
for how bad
you
is it.
People.
The fact that I grew up in North Korea and I have a lispy, southernly gentleman's drawl, it's an anomaly. I don't know where it came from. I don't know why. It's certainly not helping my case. I can see by the upset expressions just painting across your face like clouds across the sky, like shadows. I see the smiles and the confusion and the bluster.
The smiles are leaving, and I understand that. But here's the thing. We didn't own slaves because half of us would sneeze. So we did the right thing.
And I was in Korea, y'all, this whole time.
This
is just all a big misunderstanding.
This is me. Okay?
So Get Out is by the little one of Keegan-Michael Peele. It was directed by the Wachowski, who's a lady now.
It was directed by the little guy.
Very talented dudes. And so, without giving too much away, I will just say, because first off, maybe little spoiler, is that there's not really... The part about the movie that I liked was the only surprise. The actual plot of the movie was not surprising in and of itself. The racial tensions that they advanced were forced and unnecessary to the plot. The actual meat of the plot, it could have survived without any racial tension at all. It could have been a cool, The Town or Children of the Corn or that kind of thing, or the style of there's some weird force that's infiltrating humans and we need to find out. That was all I needed. The racial part, if you actually go back through, Sixth Sense, you go back through the second time, and you'd be like, oh, he was dead the whole time.
Yeah.
Spoilers. And then in this one, you go back through and you go, oh, the racism was unnecessary the whole time.
I know you're talking about, because we pay attention.
It truly was. And that's why I say the movie itself, if you buy into that, if you accept the racial component into it, then it's a fine movie. But if you pull that one thread, the whole movie kind of it just falls in half. That thread was holding the movie together at the middle. And so I was not impressed, and I was a little bit let down because I was expecting to. Everyone that I respect was saying it's a great movie, you're gonna love it, and I was like, oh, cool, a movie might actually.
Now you don't respect any of those people.
Yeah, now the movie, completely gone. They're along with Donald Trump, and
that's devastating. That's your core people. Yeah.
Yep. Well, that's how cold-blooded I am.
Yeah, I know. We know.
And so, once again, the best last movie that I saw is still Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh my goodness, one or two?
One. I haven't even seen two.
I haven't seen two either.
I heard two probably. They should have just stopped with one. I know they're going to make a lot of movie, but a lot of money. They're going to make a lot of movie, and by creating a money, they're going to direct a money in order to earn millions of movies.
Yep. That's how you do it.
That's money magic.
I hope
it was worth it. I hope all your profits were worth it, because in 10 years, if this sequel doesn't hold up,
I know.
Then
aren't
it's
you so
be
nervous
like, man,
to see? Yeah.
Yeah. Why couldn't we just have left it self-contained? Because seriously, from a guy who talks shit about just about any movie because I just can't help but see the flaws. I have nothing. I have nothing to add except, well, I do one thing.
Wait. Joke. I have
one
more.
Thing. At the there's only one thing at the very end.
Yes.
When all those ships create the huge, massive net of ships to try to stop the.
Yes, I love that.
I love that. What I didn't get though. Was as soon as the chain reaction of explosions started, why didn't they break formation? They just kind of stayed put and let each other blow up.
It was more of a statement of solidarity. Or maybe couldn't. Okay. Maybe they find out later.
It's like, okay, well, our whole military just sacrificed their lives as a show of support and love, as a symbol. We have no military anymore, but that was beautiful.
Thank you.
We're all being invaded now. Great. That was beautiful.
Or they find out the glitch later, like they hadn't really thought of that. And then as they're blowing up, they're like,
like you get all the answers
after.
Yeah. It's like in a cartoon when a gust of wind comes along or something and blows a turtle's shell off of it. And the turtle's just like huddled there like, oh, where's my shell?
Oh, no.
What have I done?
I am naked. I just look like a weird slug.
So other than that, everything else about Guardians of the Galaxy I liked, but I remember even upon multiple watchings, I was like, what is the explanation for why the entire army just blows up? Because
I like that.
Couldn't they just stop being connected and then the rest of them don't blow up?
I think it's funny, though, you sitting there as that part is happening and you're digesting all of it, I like little JC in his head going, okay, this is survivable for me. I can accept it. Because the entirety was so good. So it's kind of like a 99% thing.
Yeah. Well, that's how good. Yeah, there is no perfection in nature. And that's how good profound. The rest of that movie was, that they could have, like, you know, a couple little oversights like that. And maybe there is some. Maybe there's some magnetic field. But that just points to a flaw in their technology, this future technology. We need to, I hope, that once they've fought off this advancing dark dimension, that they upgrade.
Go back.
Because that's like... That's like that vent shaft on the Death Star. It's like, oh, come on, guys. Really? We're going to make it that easy?
I know. Come on. Everything was believable until now.
Yeah. Project Achilles' Heel. that was like written down somewhere in the Black Prints. They're Black Prints, not Blueprints.
Of course. Because we're all about black unity.
And it's spelled with a C, so Black Prints. go get the Black Prints. Vader? No, the plans. Yeah.
P-R-I-N-C-E, also. Black Prince. Is that what you meant? Or you meant black with no K? What did you mean?
I meant Prince.
Like, okay. As in, not T-S, in, like C-E. But I thought you meant in, black, like Black China. Like B-L-A-C.
Prince of Darkness. Like if I print an entire sheet of black ink. Like that.
What if Prince was called Prince? Like P-R-I-N-T-S. Prince.
That should be Weird Al should like do. Yeah. Weird Al should learn how to wail on a guitar.
Yeah.
And do it. And do a like go Andy Kaufman and do a parody career for 10 years and just be Prince.
Yep. And he could. And everyone would be like,
The artist currently known as Prince.
Yeah, because the other guy's dead.
Yeah.
So it's me. Current.
I mean, I think that get Weird Al on the phone and someone else do that.
We don't
Weird
have
Al,
his number.
He's got too much energy for me. I feel like I would get worn out. Like a child, when they run around in circles and I get tired, I feel like just talking to Weird Al for 5 minutes would make me want to take a nap.
But you take naps no matter, I mean, even for like calm things too. So.
I'm taking a nap right now. Micro naps.
This is a new invention started in Japan. Micro naps.
Started in Japan.
So, and then you have mom with her awake apnea. You guys have some weird things. I'm glad I didn't end up with it all.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my gosh. Jason, do you have a pop socket for your iPhone?
What?
Do you have a pop socket?
What? I don't think that that's legal. I think that you can only get those in Canada.
That's not true. Okay. Well, anyway, I have a pop socket. I bought pop sockets for my friends. I love them. I think they're the neatest things in the whole world. Well, I ordered one on Amazon. Free shipping! But I realized with several items from Amazon, if you wait to get it from, like, Asia or, like, China, you just have to wait longer. You get great prices, you just have to wait longer. And I finally got my little pink sparkly pop socket. But I just had to wait to get it from China.
I learned about that with 3D printers.
Oh, because yeah.
A lot of the the parts, like 3D printers, the way they're made and the technology and the culture around them, it's all very Chinese. Like China has grafted directly onto that market, and so
very
all
smart.
The parts that you need to build your own 3D printer come mostly from China, oh. And there's only a certain selection of the most commonly used parts that you can get from a U.S. distributor. So
right, and then they have to wait until they get a bunch to send over. So you just wait.
Well,
forever.
No, I mean if you get it from that, you're fine. But then if you get it from China, you have to wait the 2 to 4 weeks for them to
or
send a shitload over.
Or 6 weeks. That's usually what I found. If I really want it, it's at least 6 weeks.
Well, this is a very interesting, I don't know, an interesting aberration or like extra little ghost in the machine as a result of manufacturing. Because there's just this sort of nether region of shipping where people are catching on faster than shipping lanes or something. Like, there's definitely got to be some kind of... I don't know, some market, there's some way to make money off that or optimize, and someone will do it soon, so don't expect to see this strange Venn diagram of non-overlap, this reverse addendum. These pop things are dumb looking. They make me angry.
Stop. I love them. It is so handy, especially when you're texting and you're like resting it on your hand, and it's easier to hold. Because my phone is a phablet, giant, so it's easier to hold the pop socket rather than...
I mean, this is a good point. Like, so this... One of my notes here is... is
Jason's not trendy.
The social media timer apps. Well, I'm usually anti-trending. I'm the one dumbass fish that's going back out to sea when everyone else is trying to go have an orgy somewhere. And I'm like, hey, guys, I hear that there's a death metal concert out in the middle of the ocean. You guys want... No? All right, well, see you later.
Just me? Okay.
Just me, bros.
Party for one.
So, there's a lot of these social media apps that time your like this is the like.
Oh yeah, to find out how much time you spend on. Yeah.
This is the next logical wave in the curve of like a couple months ago or for the last year or two, or maybe you could say from now till 5 years ago, people were starting to say, "Man, people are always on their phones." Or just everyone's looking down like a bunch of zombies, and then you look, and my whole thing through all that was, shut up, phones are the coolest thing ever. Yes, we're stunting our emotional growth in a certain way. We do need to find a better way to balance.
Right.
But definitely far more good than harm coming at this stage. I mean, at least it's headed in that direction, and it has a great potential to be one of the, like, after the printing press... The portable communicator device is maybe up there with things that have made, that have changed humanity for the better. So I've always been against that automatic knee-jerk reaction to demonize this because newspapers were like that. Cars, everything changes the fuck out of society. Get over it, people.
It does. There was a funny meme.
I don't want to forget. I got it written down here. So I was I'm like a third the way through a point.
Oh, I can just wait.
Okay, we'll hold off on that. You hold off on that.
Okay,
we'll
I'll forget, but you go.
Great. Don't write that down.
No, I won't. I have no way.
So, well, it's like a newspaper, and so here's my point. Now, the newest trend as a result of this commentary is people are feeling guilt. There's like a social media guilt, and maybe rightfully so. I don't know. That's part of my point, that there's a guilt people are feeling with spending too much time on social media. And so they get these timer apps that limit their time or at least track their time to privately shame themselves. And in certain cases, publicly brag about their own shame in the case of like posting colonoscopy garlands online and stuff. It's like, no one wants to see that.
I'm going to live stream my colonoscopy.
Yeah. I mean, literally, it's streaming and it's streaming. I'm going to live stream my butt stream.
Oh, my.
There's an episode title for you right there.
If anything.
So, these timer things, maybe, I guess, what it says to me, less that... It's less about that you're using social media a lot, and the reason people buy these is they're feeling guilty about using social media. And I think that's an important point, because it means that you might not be using it right. And so, okay, these time-tracking apps are a way to... I got some poison ivy the last week. It's kind of like me trying to gauge how to cure my poison ivy by I know, taking a lithmus, or like, I don't know, somehow measuring the length of the ivy rash on my forearm. It's like, you're just measuring a symptom that's part of a huge body that's being infected by ivy. So, sure, you can measure how many hours you're spending on social media, but I would argue that you measuring that means that you're not using your time effectively.
You already knew.
So you already know. So basically you need to get your shit together and like look at the other areas of your life that make you waste your fucking time on social media. That's what that says to me.
Well, it's kind of like it's an addiction. So if you treat it like an addiction, it really is. Like,
But what addiction is ultimately is there's nothing worthwhile in your life to overcome the addiction. There's nothing that drives you away from it. There's nothing that ever distracts you from it. And so the addiction is the monolith in the middle of your life, taking over everything. You can break someone of a, like, someone's addicted to heroin. If you get them, if they're like super good at cutting down hay with a scythe and just like old school, and they feel, if they just did that all day, they'd be addicted to that and it'd be great. Addiction can be used
usefully.
And I don't think a lot of people have control over it. I think a lot of people are kind of hardwired to sort of follow a pattern. But in my case, the reason that I feel like this particular way about this is because I spend probably an inordinate amount of time on social media, but it's usually reading political news articles or reading about, like, it's I'm reading a newspaper for like 6 hours a day sometimes.
You feel like you're further advancing your knowledge and adaptability, et cetera.
Yeah, I don't feel guilty about my social media usage because I believe...
For a purpose, for a direction.
Well, it's in, like... It is what I'm using it honestly for why I, like, I feel at peace with it. So I've never felt a need to monitor my online usage. I feel enlightened.
I feel pretty good.
Well, it's self-confidence, right? It's supposed to be a good thing. I got it in some areas, just not in social interactions because...
JC feels tiny now.
Well, if you know how ineffectual anyone's willpower really is in the greater scheme of things, it is difficult to assert any sort of ego over other people. So it's kind of like just knowing a little too much for my own good. There's no way I could go up to someone and be like, this is the way it is and you follow me, because I know that's a lie. They don't know that's a lie. They think that they're fooling. They're like,
you feel
they're
bad
like,
about your powers to have it. Like, I'm sorry.
It's what Donald Trump embodies perfectly, that he will make the universe believe what he believes. Like, it doesn't matter what's real. He will just force his will.
What's real or like true or good, he doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's what they're banking on. Like, that's why he's calling Comey a liar.
Yeah.
Just openly and things like that, because he will follow that narrative until the end. There's no other option. It's fight or flight. And in this case, flight might be severe consequences resulting in treasonous consequences.
Sorry. Kids are walking through. You'll hear the door noises.
It'll probably be all tinny and pitchy and like crinkly and.
Yeah, you'll hear the fan. You'll hear the kids. Well, I think I mentioned on here previously that January 1, like, unless I do my devotional, I can't hop on social media. I can post pictures from my photos, but I can't like hop on and like comment and search through. And it's funny because it's been.
What's a devotional? I don't understand.
Stop. Anyway, so...
No, actually, what?
Wait, what? Like, you know, like I get on and I either study God's word or the Bible or something that tells me about my life and what I'm doing that day and just digesting and digging deeper into, you know, understanding the Bible.
This feels like learning about women's processes. I'm like, oh, this is a thing?
Oh, well, anyway, there's several different resources for devotionals, and it's just kind of helping... digest the information, helping me understand, you know, the Bible and direction and stuff like that.
I mean, no offense, but just I'm gonna start mourning satanicals.
Okay, that's fine. Whatever you gotta do, kiddo.
We gotta balance the humors, okay? It can't be all God all the time.
I know. For you,
The devil has his place in the universe. He's got to bat, like, God would just be like, everything would be all light and fluffy.
Yeah,
and
I got nobody to fight. I got no nemesis. Well, anyway, so unless I do my devotional.
You couldn't have drawings without shade. Do you not want there to be drawings?
Drawings.
Okay. Drawings. Sorry, go ahead.
Okay. So anyway, so I can't get on social media if I haven't done it that day. Like, I'll wake up and I pray every morning, you know, for guidance and all that stuff. But unless I sit down and study and do my devotional, it can be 10 minutes, it can be an hour. It doesn't matter how long it takes, as long as I do it. Then that's my ticket to get onto social media. Well, I started that January 1 of this year. And I am so much less on social media. And it's so funny when you are out of it. It's so much, like, I posted it to see what people are up to, and the only reason I post to it is so that, you know, mom, dad, family, friends in Washington, grandmas, grandpas, everyone knows what's going on with us.
Sup, fam?
But it was funny, the other day I talked to mom, and she's like, well, you know, you've been on, or maybe you haven't been on Facebook. And it's like, I don't know what's going on now, because I'm not on as often. And so people are like, oh, well, you know what's going on. I'm like, no, I literally don't know what's going on, but I'm okay with it. Like, I'll just ask you, just tell me. Or mom will be like, well, next time you're on, just check it out. Why don't you just tell me?
No, I'm all about Facebook, or as I like to, or Edifice Book, Building Relationships Online.
Oh. Wait, hold on. The more you know.
I am all about it because quite earnest goes to Facebookly, is that the Facebook, like, they had to own up and say that, hey, we might be influencing politics, because at first, yeah, at the beginning of all this, like, this presidential cycle, this is like the first one of these we've had with this much social media like this, and Facebook's like, no, whatever, we're not really, like, changing the fate of history. And it's like, yeah, you totally are, and it's still happening. That's why I view not only my information gathering on Facebook as crucial, but I also have modified older rules because of the personal. When Facebook was a thing, it was a more personal place for me. I wouldn't post publicly on pages and things like that. It was just about sharing content with my friends and family. Lately, though, because of the nature of Facebook, I have further edited the sort of content that I put out. I don't like to put out anything personal other than artwork that I am creating, because I want that to be public.
Yeah,
but
obviously.
Other than that, it's all sort of commentary, and that's to protect myself from the trolls. I mean,
they're
vicious. They will visit your page and get personal. The funny thing is, the planned thing is, I make it a point to create a zero. There's nowhere to hit me. Like, there's nothing on my page that you can really attack me about. I'm just kind of amorphous. So I use my profile in this way to lend support to people on high profile pages like Bernie Sanders pages and things like that. I'll only talk on those ones where there's a lot of traffic, but you'll see there's a couple of phenomenon happening, and the whole Russian coercion. Do you think they stopped trolling our boards? They got this whole troll machine in place. Now Russians are literally just,
they're like, oh, hold on, they've got rules now, we're gonna follow them. Nice.
Yeah, so exactly. So they're still doing what they were doing, and they're getting better at it every day. What I see happening, though, is more rational people, the silent majority, actually piping up and just say, like, this is how we get rid of them, is that you have to, online, where the discussion is happening on Facebook a lot and Twitter, you have to not be afraid to be vocal. Use your non-anonymous profile. Use your actual profile to, in a meaningful way, engage in not necessarily discussion, because these people do not discuss, but engage in shedding light on the inconsistencies and the hypocrisy in their worldview. And so I'll go around and I will comment on, like, if someone's trolling Bernie's feed, I'll comment on that. And then luckily Facebook has changed their algorithms. They don't by default tell you when someone has commented on your reply to someone else's content anymore. So it does let you step away from the conversation if you've got other things to do. It doesn't remind you. So I like that. You can easily say your piece, move on, never hear their stupid response, and that way you
maybe
just
you plant a seed, maybe you haven't. Yeah.
I mean, there's somewhere I've actually, that's another muscle that I'm exercising, getting better at, is just saying my piece and then seeing when an argument becomes circular and just getting out of the loop. You just leave, because you know it's never going to end.
No. So, especially with this type.
Yeah, so there's a lot of tactics and tools that I have
amassed. So you're
having
fun,
but
you're learning, changing.
To add to the social media conversation here, it's that I view the time on there not only as basically reading a newspaper for several hours a day, but also honing and sharpening my debate skills and my understanding of what are, like, basically, I'm sharpening down my word usage into, like, one-liners and quips that can be that like comedians use.
Oh,
to
I was
silence,
gonna say yeah, like a comedian.
Just, dissenters, yeah, yeah. Or hecklers. It's just
hecklers.
They're so repetitive that eventually you get it down to you just have this knife that you just get out and you just. Just cut them out. You just slit their throat and they die right there.
Well, and that's different because the difference between you and me is I've got kids to go be with and you have all the time in the world to do whatever you want. So for me, like, I never missed that balance. I never, like, took social media over my children. But it's so nice that, like, I can't even check out for a minute. Like, I can't. I won't allow myself to, like, check out and just be like, oh, hold on a second. I'm going to go poop and check Facebook. Like, I don't know.
Look at it. Look at it this way. I mean, and I'm not trying to lionize myself, but in a way, this movement, it's in a war of information, the soldiers are information soldiers. So, in a way, I'm off at war.
And you're back at home. Like, I'm at home keeping the children.
Like you're the reason that America is America, so that we can raise children and not have to worry about stuff.
Not D-bags.
Still, there are other people, single males mostly, who are out there just being assholes, doing what they do best, just making a fight.
Because you have a thicker skin, you're able to, you know, get out there, you know.
It's this test. Like, I'm in my prime too. I'm at the height of my powers. So
you're
that's
like,
part
I
of the
feel
issue.
So good right now.
When people come up against me right now, I'm 33. I use my muscles a lot, so, like, everything's pretty much balanced, and, like, all my
and you haven't lost
testosterone
your marbles
yet. And humors are all there. Like,
yeah.
So when people come at me online, I'm pretty ready to take down just about anybody. It's been fun.
It's been fun. I hope you're screenshotting some of your favorites.
Huh?
You should screenshot some of your favorites.
Maybe I can go through there.
Like, yeah, just be like, yeah, that was pretty cool.
Here, maybe I can send you this screenshot. You might have seen it already, but
no, I haven't. Not if it's on social media.
Oh yeah, that's right. Here, then check this out. I'm gonna copy this
at me.
I'm gonna Skype it to you. Oh,
Skype me, bruh. Oh, wait, you popped up. You went away.
No, hold on, I gotta open image new tab.
Oh, you have to not here because we're recording, but you have got to help me figure out how to use my Mac. Like, there are so many.
So keyboard shortcuts are your friend.
Yes, no joke.
Did you get an image?
I did. I'm
sent
looking
at
it
you.
Up
check
now.
It out. Just,
yeah.
Well, okay. It's you know. Ah! I know. So that was just a fun one-off because they set themselves up for that.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
And then you see my accurate critique about Get Out. I just use that as sort of the. But I scrolled up. Every single other comment was amen. So I was like, come on.
Oh,
this
really?
Is too easy.
I know. It's like the email chains. If you email three friends, you know, then you will have good luck today financially.
No, what I like the best is I love when, like, it's some rich guy like Tom from Facebook or God himself. And they're like, God wants you to like this post. It's like, what?
I know. Mean, people like it, Jason.
I mean, personal
the
prayer
people do.
Is one thing, but, like, personal likes is God up there.
Yeah.
I mean, I know there's a guy. I'll let you guys know. I don't think that that Twitter God is the official God. I just, you know, I have my doubts.
Twitter God is just like, guys, okay, I'm going to need some support today. I can't do it on my own, you know. Well,
let's
I think that's the whole fucking
civil.
Point is he can't.
Wouldn't it be great if we found out that not only... if everyone agreed that not only are gay people also created in God's image, but
they
more
are.
So because God is like a flaming, lispy dude. And he's like the cat lady of gods where like maybe he gave birth to mankind asexually because he was not into all the ickiness. So there's a whole bunch of like super awesome swinger gods like in leather jackets and god cycles.
Like the YMCA.
Just driving down the divine
Those
highway,
people.
Just like picking up. Lordesses and goddesses and just like, yeah, babe. And then our God is just like, I don't know, like, that's kind of gross, guys. I'm kind of more into model making. And then he made us.
And he was like, look what I make.
Yeah. And then, but really it's just, it's unfortunate. He's a closeted gay and there's nothing wrong with that. Like his other cool God friends are okay. They're like, dude, like you can come ride with us. Just, you know, like be cool. Like it's cool. We're cool. But he's just so
you
insecure.
You can ride with us.
Dude, bro, you can ride. I've seen you ride, bro. I know you can ride.
Ooh, my water is cold. Holy cow.
That's cold.
Ooh.
All right, well, speaking of things being cold, this episode is very long.
It's dead.
And should probably definitely bring in the hatchet and just cut it off like a snake.
Mm-hmm. And then the body still moves.
Cut it off like a snake attached to an elephant. Cut it off like the trunk. We need to cut the trunk off of the Republicans and make them into the hypocrites they are. The hypocrites.
Hippopotocrits.
Hippopotocrits. I think that guy invented donut earth theory. Hippopotocrits.
Hippocrates?
He's like, the earth is neither flat nor round. It is a donut with two bites taken out of it by me.
Yum, 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 yum.
All right, 3, 2, 1. Yes.